Welcome to Footnotes, a podcast for students, by students, breaking down the law and all its complexities, one chat at a time. If you're a dedicated listener, welcome back. If you're a new listener, then I hope you enjoy your time with us. My name's Justin, and I'll be your host for today. If you think the equity portfolio manages the value of Sols' shares, then chances are you've probably looked at the wrong dictionary definition. You see, equity as a term can be defined as the allocation of resources and opportunities to individuals in recognition of their circumstances in order to reach a standard outcome. The equity portfolio exists in conscious understanding that law students come from many different backgrounds, and access to things that a student may consider essential do not always come so easily. This week, I spoke to Laura Farquhar, a member of Sols' Equity Committee for 2021, to find out more about how the Equity Committee works. We chatted about her personal navigation of the law school, the existing functions of the Equity Committee, and some of the new ideas and plans it has for the many law students who, at some point in their journey, may depend on it for assistance. Before we begin, a quick disclaimer. This year's equity officer is Eden McSheffrey. Each year, a new equity officer is elected, so all references to the equity officer in this episode are relevant to the 2021 executive. If you have any questions that have emerged as a result of your evaluation of your personal circumstances, please contact Eden at equity@sols.org.au.
Laura, firstly, I'd just like you to tell me a little bit about yourself and how you've come across Sols and the Equity Committee, but maybe even more generally speaking, how you found your years at law school as they are right now.
Well, I am from a country town called Tamworth in New South Wales. And I guess how I came to be here was that I did my last 2 years of school in Sydney. And then from then I had a gap year, as I knew that I'd have to work full time to save for university. And then from there, I guess I've come across Sols in the way of just word of mouth and like the Equity Committee by friends. I think particularly myself is that I've faced financial disadvantage, and I've really appreciated the financial support that I've received, which has made it possible for me to live away from home. I stayed in residential college for 3 years and I've moved out now, but myself, I receive youth allowance and Centrelink. And I think that has been essential for me to cope with law school in the way that, because I think the hours and study is so demanding, it's difficult juggling part-time work as well and trying to meet all my expenses, like my rent payments, my textbooks. So I guess for me as a student, I've found the Equity Committee has been essential, and I guess I wanted to kind of give back and help some other people who, one, might not even know that that support is out there, and also, two, I think to just give a bit more recognition and a bit of awareness, because I think so many people at law school are facing financial challenges or things at home, or they suffer from disabilities or really any type of problems or challenges they go through, and I think that equity has just such a big role to play in that.
That's a really natural segue to my next question, which was something I wanted to do for some people, some listeners out there who were a little bit uninitiated with this concept. I just wanted you to help me define the term equity. So like, what does it mean, and in what several instances does it apply?
I guess for me personally, I see equity being about fair treatment and being impartial and kind of improving access to resources and helping people.
Following on from that then, why do issues and questions of equity matter, particularly when it comes to institutions such as a law school?
I think because there are many students who suffer from disadvantage and lack of access, equity is directly targeted towards that and improving educational outcomes for students and trying to, I guess, address financial disadvantage. Because Sydney Law School is quite a prestigious school, and I think a lot of people have to work. Well, myself, I found I had to work incredibly hard to get here, and the challenges don't stop once you are here at law school. It's affording all of those expenses, and particularly things like competitions as well are really expensive, and we'll get into later on the specific programs that we have and avenues that you can be provided support.
Now we're going to move on to some of the questions a little bit more specific to things like SOLS and the portfolios that it has. I'd just like to ask you, on a definitional level, what is the Equity Committee? What do you guys do? What are the range of your responsibilities? And how might a student encounter the equity portfolio in their time at law school?
Well, basically, we are a subset of the SOLS Committee. And I guess we understand that every single law student has a unique lived experience. And we're here to kind of recognize that and provide support to every student by fostering an atmosphere of equal access and opportunity. And so basically, what we do is that we're involved in the organization of equity programs, panel events, which we're trying to organize a disability advocacy event next semester. And also, in terms of me as an individual member, I provide support to the equity officer. And we also are launching a new program, peer support mentors. And so we'll be making an announcement about that later on. But basically, we're looking to kind of have us four members being a contact point for students.
This is something which a lot of people may not, you know, necessarily understand. What is sort of this dynamic between the committee and the officer? Ostensibly, to think about it in this manner, it's like almost working under someone. But then, for example, what mandate of responsibility does the officer have? So how does that dynamic play out, at least in your experience?
I would say in terms of, we kind of are like a mini organization. And so the equity support officer, his name's Eden, and he organizes the four of us with regards to us thinking about what kind of panel event we're doing this semester, this new peer support program. So all five of us are directly approachable. And I guess as members with this new program, we're looking so that people, if they're thinking, oh, I've just had something come up at home, a family situation, and I need some financial help, or I've just gone and I've just hurt myself at sport on the weekend and I'm thinking that I might not be able to sit this exam or I may need adjustments, I'm not quite sure what to do, they can reach out to us as equity members. And then from then, if it's required, we can refer it on to the equity officer, Eden. But generally, the equity support officer, he is crucial for if there are incidents that happen at SOLS events or anything to do with student safety, he will be the one investigating complaints, and that is all confidential and that is kept through him. So generally, members were approachable for everything, but for those very serious complaints, that's when it will be predominantly through the equity officer.
I think that there is a lot of people out there that may kind of see the equity portfolio as performing one of its many functions and may not necessarily understand it as having branches in several different aspects of things to do with law student life than as it once was, more like campus life. I think a lot of people have probably interacted with at least some knowledge of what Eden does. For example, the little subtext at the end of a Facebook social event where it says, if you're having issues attending this event, please contact Eden at this level and he'll help you if you have any issues with equity and so on and so forth. And that might necessarily be the only interaction that many students will have initially had. And so it was really nice to sort of clear that up in a way. Now we're going to move on to this. We're going to move on to some of the subsects of the different things that the committee does. And I wanted to start with this predominant notion, and I think a very contextually relevant notion, of financial equity. So given the state of current lockdown in New South Wales, I think there's an significant compounding pressure on students who may not be working, students who are working, students even, for example, who are actually full-time workers and balancing part-time study loads. The government only recently lifted the COVID-19 disaster payment to $750. And more generally, in lieu of structured programs like JobSeeker and JobKeeper, it seems like a time for greater financial stress for everyone, which disproportionately, therefore, affects the students we're talking about. I just wanted to talk about this because to those who are relatively privileged, I would say such as myself, financial difficulties are easy to consider in abstract. So for example, if you get furloughed, you can't pay bills, can't obtain services, but they're very difficult to personally understand because it does require some level of experience. And therefore, I just wanted to ask you, and this, of course, may be a sensitive question to listeners, what situations hypothetically may be defined as financial hardship?
I guess I'd just like to start off in terms of thinking about financial hardship. I guess it is an ambiguous kind of word. And for us, when we're like going through, and what Eden predominantly does as the equity officer in terms of going through applications, is that there's no balance sheet requirement for financial hardship. All you have to do is kind of demonstrate a need so that it kind of covers people from different circumstances. And situations where you could need help could be medical problems, where you've got expenses in terms of going to the doctor or something like that. You might have just moved, and in terms of relocating, there could be lots of things that are popping up there. You could have family problems going on, and you may need to support your family. For me, I guess personally, I was coming from a country area, relocating to the city. I didn't have any financial support from my parents. So I've obviously got my degree on HEX, but having to pay for my accommodation expenses and then for all of my textbooks, that was where financial support really stepped in for me to be able to study whilst minimizing the amount of time I had to work, just to allow me, I guess, to like keep on with my studies and get my grades up.
And so therefore, as an extension to this question, how does the equity portfolio help students in those situations?
I guess what we do is that we're running these two schemes, the textbook loan scheme and the financial grant scheme. And so what we're doing is we're recognizing that there is a need there and people need financial support. And so you can apply for those schemes through us. You can contact us as members and say, look, I'm having some problems. I'm not quite sure what to do. I need some financial support, or I need to apply for disability services, or that kind of thing. We're really there for students in any way that you need us. And I guess the biggest thing is just it can be so hard to reach out and ask for help, but the most important, and that's that first step in doing so.
Yeah, I think you touched on something really important there, which is that students often at times, and especially because these matters are often quite private and personal, may find it very difficult to open up in these instances. Are there any obvious like assurances that, for example, the portfolio as a whole makes to students? Like, are these matters going to be explicitly confidential? Are these matters going to not be discussed in terms of things that eventually do occur outside of the law school space? So for example, in employment and so on and so forth. What are sort of the safeguards and measurements that the portfolio does to sort of protect students in this regard?
Yeah, definitely. So everything is confidential. And with the textbook loan scheme, because we're having to post it out this semester, normally it's only the equity officer that can see your delivery address. But because we've got other people helping to facilitate the return and postage of textbooks, the application will be kept entirely confidential and all of personal details except for the delivery addresses, which will be posted out. But that information is also posted on the application so people can see. But yeah, everything is kept confidential.
So currently in the wider scheme of SOLS, there are two equity programs available to students. There's the textbook loan scheme, and then there's the financial grant scheme. Could you explain what each of those are?
Yeah, so the textbook loan scheme allows you to borrow your required textbooks for the semester from the SOLS Equity Committee if you can demonstrate financial need. So students are only required to pay a $40 bond per textbook, and that will be returned to you after the loan period. So generally, you are eligible for the textbook loan scheme if you're a SOLS member and you're either suffering financial hardship, you may have recently moved, or are seeking employment. You've experienced a major personal setback, which affects your access to funds. You can receive Centrelink benefits like youth allowance or the disaster payment, or if you identify as an Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander. And I just think that the textbook loan scheme is so underutilized. And I guess for me, I learned about it through a friend who I just ran into at the library, and she said, oh, I've just gone and got this textbook. And I just think that, if you are experiencing financial hardship, we really strongly would recommend that you apply. We also have the financial grant scheme, which allows students to be reimbursed for purchases related to law school for up to $100. So these can be things like stationery, textbooks, your printing, SOLS tickets, so for law ball, and for competition costs as well. And for both of those schemes, if you go to the SOLS website under the social justice tab, you can click on the equity schemes. And then from there, you can further review the eligibility criteria and the loan conditions and then apply.
So you touched a bit briefly on your own personal interaction with the textbook loan scheme. How did you find overall that these schemes helped you, at least the ones that you personally interact with?
I think that it was essential, really, because it's so expensive buying new textbooks every semester, and particularly as the editions continue to change. I think that, yeah, it's crucial, and it's so easily accessible in terms of the application. Everything is kept confidential. And I just think that, yeah, they've helped me to be able to focus on my studies, really, and not put me under financial stress. And from that, I think that that has been really beneficial, because I do have a lot of expenses, like many other people, of my rent payments and other kind of related expenses. So it's just helped me to be able to focus on my studies and do the best that I can.
What does the process of going through something like a textbook loan scheme look like? So for example, what are the many steps that you, for example, need to take? What sort of physical locations that you need to attend, obviously, in a pandemic that's no longer possible? So for example, how does that change when all things have been rendered in online spaces? What should students be looking for? What should students look out for in order to walk themselves through this program?
It's quite a simple process, really. It's just applying through an online form. And then from then, you'll fill in a little part saying why you need financial assistance or how you're experiencing financial hardship. And from there, you just fill in what textbooks you require. So the details like the name, the edition. And then from there, you'll just submit that. And then that will be reviewed by the equity officer. And then from then, he will get back to you as to whether you've been successful or not. And we're still working out the program now because of, I guess, like COVID and the recent outbreak, in the fact that we can't physically have the office open at the moment. So people can't be going in and out of the physical premises. So what we're doing is they will be posted to you and the cost of the postage will be covered. But it's just incredibly easy to apply, really. And we would just strongly suggest that anyone who thinks that they are eligible, yeah.
And I did want to touch on this idea of the textbook loan, the loan part of the textbook loan scheme. Do you need to pay at all for these textbooks, or is this something that SOLS and therefore the Equity Committee have a total kind of financial control over?
Yeah, of course. So the cost of the textbook is completely covered. You're required to pay a $40 bond. And so if you are successful, all you have to do is deposit the $40 bond and then your textbook will be posted to you. And then at the end of the semester, you'll be required to, pending again on the situation with COVID as to whether we're back on the physical premises of the library, and that will later be advised. But for now, for me, I'm returning my textbook loans from semester one of this year. And so what I'll have to do is, today I'm actually going to do it, I'm going to go to the post office and I'm going to post it back to Eden, and I will be required to pay the amount for postage. I will keep that receipt, and then from then I will send that to Eden and he will reimburse me for the cost of the postage and he will return my $40 bond per textbook.
I'm going to move on to the final question in this section, which is, has your conception of the scheme and therefore even of equity on a broader scale changed now that you've been on both sides of this equation? So, you know, having been, you know, a recipient of the textbook loan scheme, but then now being on the sort of managing side of that, helping, you know, evaluate claims and, you know, helping judge on some of the things that you'd like to do as a committee for the year to help more students. How has that maybe changed your outlook on the way that law students interact with law school?
I think for me, because as a student applying for it, it just was so clear in my mind what was available and me going out and researching it. And I think for being on the other end of the spectrum, I've seen that people really don't know how to access the resources, or when you're feeling overwhelmed and you're not sure where to go, that that can be such a difficult and at times helpless place to be in. And I just think that, yeah, a lot of our schemes, the textbook loan scheme, is underutilized. And I just really would implore people to apply. And I guess that's also one of the reasons that we're doing this podcast, is to just improve awareness of the schemes that we're running. And with this peer support program, we're just looking to represent students and provide support. And I just think that I've realized, being on the other side, I knew how important equity was for myself, but I just think that I've just come to realize that it really does need greater awareness. And I think there is, I'm not sure whether there's a stigma of not wanting to access these things or ask for help, but I just really would like to implore people to take advantage of those resources.
I'm going to switch to talking about another category of students who fall under the equity umbrella. So that's students with disabilities. What are some situations where students with disabilities might find themselves in? And therefore, how does the Equity Committee play a role in assisting them?
Yeah, so the Equity Committee has a couple of roles in terms of disability advocacy. So firstly, we're kind of organising events on the ground. So panel events, which we're hoping to do next semester, about disability advocacy and in terms of raising awareness and for students to know that there are others out there, particularly in the workforce as well, who are navigating these issues. As I said before, we're also launching an Equity Committee peer support network. And so our members will be there to redirect students who have questions about disability services process to the disability services office. So we're kind of just looking to be a bit of a middleman if people are unsure of where to go to help them with that. And also, if students with a disability are experiencing any form of discrimination, they can come to the equity officer, or as I said before, a committee member who will speak to the equity officer. Their complaint can be raised with whoever the applicant wants, and to help escalate those issues. So if it's a problem with the faculty itself, then we can be there to organise a meeting with the faculty to work out how to resolve the problem. We don't have a direct connection to the Disability Services Office itself, but if there are any law students who are experiencing issues with disability, even with disability services, they should still speak to us and we'll try to help resolve those issues.
Students, and I think I just wanted to get your opinions on this as a consideration, but students often associate disability with special considerations. That's partially because often at times there's this notion of performance and being able to perform an administered exam or an assignment by a particular date. I think that's a relatively popular consideration. I think there's even, sort of iterating on this, the idea of comparing equity with special considerations. There's often this sort of amalgam that occurs between these two concepts. I just wanted to get your thoughts on, to what extent is that true? And so therefore, if it is true, how does the committee help out in that regard?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that equity is synonymous with special considerations and disability services, which are there to help students living with a disability on campus. But I would say that equity is distinct from both disability services and special considerations. So equity is really there if people are unsure about the procedure, they can make contact with us and we can refer them on to disability services. So equity is really there to try and help guide through the process, especially with the new peer support mentors. Also, if students are experiencing any kind of issues with the faculty or with accessibility, then the equity committee is definitely there in a distinct role, in that we are there to represent and advocate for students. So students should be coming to the equity portfolio to raise those issues of accessibility or anything with the law faculty with us, and then we can escalate those issues to faculty. So we're kind of, a communication point between the student body and the law faculty. And that's where I would say equity's main point of distinction is.
So finally, to move on to the major and the sort of remaining major role of the Equity Committee, what role does the Equity Committee play in ensuring student safety? So, for example, at a social event hosted by SALS when those were possible, or at a classroom or a similar university setting. So, for example, what might a process between two parties where a complaint is made look like in terms of a process?
So I guess, firstly, I'd just say that the Equity Committee is there to kind of oversee welfare. And at events, we have welfare officers who can monitor types of breaches that may occur. And so I guess, firstly, ultimately, any breach of the student code of conduct goes to the equity officer directly. So as I said before, we have that equity support box, and the link for that is in the SOLS weekly email. So if you're uncomfortable with contacting the equity officer or any member directly, then you can reach out anonymously. And I guess before I get into kind of the minutiae of the process, I'd just say that the process is very victim oriented. And so lots of regard is had to what the victim wants with regards to the outcome or any processes. So if it is a problem with the faculty, you're obviously initially going to file that original complaint, but then with regards to outcomes, the equity officer can't discipline the faculty, but they can raise very serious issues and they can escalate issues as a representative body. So if a student comes with a problem, we can do everything to speak to the law school to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And if it is sufficiently serious, we can go to the police. And so I guess what might arise more commonly is issues with one student against another student. So for those complaints that are investigated by Eden, the equity officer, they also will be investigated by any individual officers that are associated. So it could be the ethnocultural officer or the queer officer. And so those investigations by Eden, the equity officer, and any other officers, they are all strictly confidential. And so with regard to the outcomes from those investigations, that can be things like a mediation, an apology, or Eden has the power to issue sanctions, which could be an exclusion from SOLS events. You could have your SOLS membership revoked. And if it is incredibly serious, it could be referred to student misconduct or the police.
I just wanted to ask you to sort of wrap it up. What do you have any kind of final thoughts and maybe even things that you'd like to, you know, make sure that people out there know or that you think is important to know for anyone out there who may be, you know, thinking about the equity portfolio, for example, in a way that may necessitate some level of interaction, or people who may even be getting kind of their legs into these kinds of spaces where, you know, they may have to acknowledge some level of disadvantage that they may have?
Yeah, definitely. I would just say that we're here for you. If you are having any problems, like Justin said, or you're uncertain about something, or you're kind of needing support, or if you're even just struggling with your classes or something like that, or kind of making those like commitments, we are really here for you. And we just implore you to reach out to us, even if it's as simple as sending an email or popping something in the equity support box. I just think that so many people go through challenges at law school, and we all know how difficult it is keeping up with our workload and our exams and our assignments. And I just think that people, it's incredibly difficult to reach out for help, but I just think that when you do, you just know that you're not alone, and we are really here for you guys. And in anything, if you have any feedback or any suggestions, or we can only kind of target the needs that we know about. So the more engagement that we have and the more people that reach out to us, we can meet your needs more. And I guess we're just really excited for this next semester with the launch of the peer support program, which we're going to make a further announcement about. And yeah, just say that thank you for listening to the podcast, and we're really excited to just hopefully get more engagement this semester and do more to help students who are really struggling, because there are definitely so many out there.
Laura, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your wonderful insights and amazing knowledge. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Hope to see you around soon, and stay safe during this lockdown period.
Thanks so much for having me, Justin. I've had a really good time.